Social Security Administration publication, Supplemental Security Income, SSI in Nevada, 2024. Publication number 05-11106, January 2024. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. What is SSI? Supplemental Security Income, SSI, is a federal program that provides monthly payments to people with limited income and resources. SSI is for people who are 65 or older, as well as people of any age, including children who are blind or have disabilities. To be eligible for SSI, you must also have little or no income and few resources. The value of the things you own must be less than $2,000 if you're single, or less than $3,000 for married couples living together. We don't count the value of your home if you live in it, and usually we don't count the value of your car. We may not count the value of certain other resources, such as a burial plot. To get SSI, you must apply for any other government benefits for which you may be eligible. You must live in the United States or the Northern Mariana Islands to receive SSI. If you're not a U.S. citizen, but you legally live in the U.S., you may still be able to get SSI. For more information, read Supplemental Security Income, SSI for Non-Citizens, publication number 05-11051. The state of Nevada pays a state supplement to all SSI recipients who are elderly or blind. The state of Nevada doesn't provide a state supplement to a person with a disability except under specific circumstances. One circumstance is if the person is part of an eligible couple with a partner who is aged or blind. The other circumstance is if the person lives in an institution where medical assistance pays for more than 50% of the person's care. The payment you get at the beginning of each month includes both the federal SSI payment and your supplement from Nevada. Medical assistance. If you get SSI, you can usually get medical assistance Medicaid. You must apply for Medicaid with your local county health and human services office. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. If you get SSI, you may be able to get help through SNAP, formerly known as food stamps. SNAP benefits can help you buy more food without spending more money. However, we don't decide if you qualify for SNAP benefits. If everyone in your household is applying for or getting SSI, you can apply for SNAP at a Social Security office. If not, you must apply at your local county health and human services office. Other social services. People who are eligible for SSI may be eligible for additional resources and services provided by their local county health and human services office, including adult placement, child behavior and development resources, child care, employment resources, family counseling, family planning, foster care, health-related resources, home-delivered meals, home management, institutional care for children, protective services for adults and children, rehabilitation, transportation, information and referrals. For more information, contact your local county health and human services office. Monthly SSI payment amounts. The table below lists the combined federal and state payment amounts. Not all SSI recipients receive the maximum amount. Your payment may be lower if you have other income. Category. Person. Aged. Independent living arrangements. 2024 total monthly payment. $979.40. Living in someone else's household. 2024 total monthly payment. $652.94. Domiciliary care. 2024 total monthly payment, $1,334. Blind. Independent living arrangements. 2024 total monthly payment, $1,052.30. Living in someone else's household. 2024 total monthly payment, $842.63. Domiciliary care, 2024 total monthly payment, $1,334. Couple, aged couple, independent living arrangements, 2024 total monthly payment, $1,489.46. Living in someone else's household, 2024 total monthly payment, $992.98. Domiciliary care, 2024 total monthly payment, $2,296. Aged person and blind spouse. Independent living arrangement, 2024 total monthly payment, $1,789.60. Living in someone else's household, 2024 total monthly payment, $1,475.28. Domiciliary care, 2024 total monthly payment, $2,296. Aged person and a spouse with a qualifying disability. Independent living arrangements, 2024 total monthly payment, $1,489.46. Living in someone else's household, 2024 total monthly payment, $992.98. Domiciliary care, 2024 total monthly payment, $2,296. Blind couple, independent living arrangements, 2024 total monthly payment, $1,789.60. Living in someone else's household, 2024 total monthly payment, $1,475.28. Domiciliary care, 2024 total monthly payment, $2,296. Blind person and spouse with a qualifying disability. Independent living arrangements, 2024 total monthly payment, $1,789.60. Living in someone else's household, 2024 total monthly payment, $1,475.28. Domiciliary care, 2024 total monthly payment, $2,296. Contacting us. The most convenient way to do business with us is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services. There are several things you can do online. Apply for benefits. Start or complete your request for an original or replacement Social Security card. Get useful information. Find publications and get answers to frequently asked questions. When you open a personal My Social Security account, you have more capabilities. You can review your Social Security statement, verify your earnings, get estimates of future benefits, and save or print a benefit verification letter. Access to your personal My Social Security account may be limited for users outside the United States. If you don't have access to the internet, we offer many automated services by telephone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you may not need to speak with a representative. If you need to speak with someone, call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. If you're deaf or hard of hearing, a member of our staff can answer your call from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We provide free interpreter services upon request. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day, between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month.